morning. Maxim Kuzminov, a Russian military pilot who defected to Ukraine by flying his Russian helicopter over the border in August, has reportedly been found dead in Spain. The first mention of Kuzminov's death in the media came from the Spanish Eureka News, which cited sources from the Guardia Civil, though the post was later deleted. Later yesterday, Ukrainian Main Intelligence Directorate spokesman Andriy Yusov said that the agency can confirm the fact of his death. The Spanish news site Information reported that on February the 13th, the body of a Ukrainian man was found with bullet wounds in a garage in Villahoyosa. According to investigators, the man was fleeing attackers when they began to shoot. A car belonging to the suspected perpetrators was reportedly found completely burnt out in El Campello. Eureka News reported that the body belonged to Maxim Kuzminov. The Foreign Affairs Minister announced yesterday that the government will impose unilateral sanctions on violent West Bank settlers after the EU failed to reach unanimity on the measure in Brussels. José Manuel Álvarez said that while 26 of the 27 states agreed on these sanctions at the Foreign Affairs Council, full consensus was needed to pass the measure. He also announced that Spain is preparing a new financial package to continue supporting the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency on top of the emergency €3.5 million sent after many Western nations began cutting funding over an accusation that some members were involved in the October 7th Hamas attack. Álvarez said he also pushed for the EU to call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, which he said is even more urgent due to the looming threat of an Israeli military expansion into the densely populated city of Rafah. The Costa del Sol Water Company is set to reduce water pressure from tomorrow. The western Costa del Sol has been a situation of exceptional drought and severe shortages since the end of October last year. Acasol regulates the water supply in the region, and after consultation with the municipalities, the pressure reduction will be introduced between midnight and 6 a.m. on all days of the week except Saturday. Acasol supplies water to 11 municipalities. The measure mainly has consequences for taller residential buildings. The public water company asks for maximum cooperation from citizens to save water in every home. And Brexpats in Spain International announced on Friday that the organization's president, Ana Hernandez, has died in hospital after a short illness. The retired university lecturer had been at the helm of Brexpats in Spain since it was founded back in 2016 to keep British residents informed of their rights and responsibilities prior to the UK's exit from the EU. And a well-known Mijas Costa resident was awarded an MBE for services to British nationals in 2021, an award that she received from the British ambassador Hugh Elliott last year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.